Scott McKay from theHayride.com. How are you, Scott?
Ski Baton Rouge.
No, not that kind of a gondola.
No, that is the kind of gondola they're talking about. I mean, like, you know, like if you go to a really high-end ski resort, like not the ski lift where you just get on the chair and it goes, like you get actually in the thing. I mean, we're going to be veiled.
Skyway to Tomorrowland.
That's right. Actually, I did a little research on this, and the longest gondola line in the world that's currently in operation is in La Paz, Bolivia. Okay? And the line is like 7 miles long.
Jeez.
And it takes 31 minutes to go from point A to point B on. Okay? It is 11.9 miles from the river center to the Highland Road exit of I-10, which if you're going to do something like this, that's pretty much what it would need to be, right?
I mean, park and ride.
You're gonna, so at the same speed, you're looking at a 53-minute ride. So you tell me why you would drop your car off at the Highland exit and take the gondola for 53 minutes and then not have a car at the end of the ride.
Well, at I don't know if you looked into this as well, Scott. I've had someone give me some engineering numbers. Average cost of constructing an overhead gondola system is $10 million a mile.
That sounds about right. It was $234 million to build this 7 mile line in Bolivia.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, like, if you want to talk about things, that's all fine and well and good. Could we just build roads? I mean, really, could we just build roads in this town? If you look at, you know, like a road map of any city about the same size as Baton Rouge, they're going to have a loop. There'll be several highways going in and out of town. We have a wishbone, right? We have I-10 and I-12. It's a wishbone, and that's like all we have. Everything else is a surface street that, you know, for commuter travel is generally not that good unless it's a, you know, kind of a short distance that you're gonna you know, wade through traffic lights. I mean, we have basically a wishbone of highways, and that's pretty much what we've got. So, it's almost like let's do everything we can to dance around the problem. We're gonna take transportation dollars and build a choo-choo train from Baton Rouge to New Orleans that nobody will ride.
Right.
We're gonna build, you know, a ski lift gondola that takes people from Denham Springs to downtown Baton Rouge. I mean, you know, Ryan Heck had a great idea, which is let's take Ward's Creek and let's deepen it and widen it and let's use real gondolas like they have in Venice and transport people that way. At least it'll be romantic.
Scott, I mean, you're not going to believe this, but there was actually a serious plan to do that about 30 years ago from a legitimate developer to turn it into a riverwalk kind of thing like San Antonio, but it could be used for water taxi, and the Metro Council at that time turned it down.
Well, see, that's the problem. We just don't embrace good ideas in this town.
What about the pneumatic tube idea? You know, the banks use it very successfully. If we just did something a little bit larger and we had those little cars like you use at Blue Bayou and we could seat like eight of us at a time and they just shoot us through a pneumatic tube, what about that?
Okay, I tell you what, Bill, Google Hyperloop, okay?
Yep.
And you'll realize that that is actually kind of a real thing. And Elon Musk is the guy proposing it. And it's pretty much... it's a pneumatic tube that you'd run underground, and it would be, you know, basically almost like a train car thing. Now, my question is this, because they're talking, oh, this thing will run 700 miles an hour. And I'm like, those must be some really awesome seat belts that you get when you sit down in this thing, because, you know, you get a little whiplash at 700 miles an hour.
No, Scott.
Accelerating and decelerating.
You're missing the point. You only ride it once. So over time, our traffic problems lower.
We're talking point A to point B, and that's it.
Yeah, right? You ride it once.
Talking with Scott McKay of the Hayride, it was put out in a small article in the Business Report the other day that the Baton Rouge Area Foundation was considering a grant to do a study to look at a possible. Anyway, the idea is an aerial gondola ride that would help alleviate some of the traffic problems. This thing has been met with almost uniform.
It's not a ride.
Derision.
It's a transportation system.
It's like, you know, the people that aren't laughing at it are just out and out saying it's the stupidest thing they've ever heard in their life. It just seems like I've lived here for 26 years, and there's always some crackpot idea that's going to make us the next great city. And how do we, you know, like you said, why don't we just build roads, Scott?
Look, this is the fact. There's a fundamental problem that a lot of people, you know, who are in and around government in Baton Rouge have. And it's like a longer explanation than I could. But if it's another thing for you to Google besides Hyperloop is cargo cult economics, which is we have this thing that we're going to be the next great city and we're going to go take junkets to all these places that are better than us and figure out what they're doing governmentally, and then we're going to do it here. So we come back with we need, you know, a great bus system like they have in, you know, Portland or whatever. And we're going to graft that on the Baton Rouge. And, you know, what they miss is, like, they go to Austin all the time. Well, you know what you need if you want to be Austin? You need Dell Computer, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get some guy building computers in his garage in Tara who turns into a multinational, you know, corporate superstar. And, you know, like, the industry that springs up around his business to supply him will turn the entire city of Baton Rouge into a world leader in, you know, whatever that industry might be.
Well, doesn't it?
And that's how you become a great city. I mean, every single great city in America got started because somebody was doing something commercially that blew up, and then the economy built up around that. It was never that they had a good bus system. Our governmental people in Baton Rouge have never understood that, and I don't know if they ever will. And so what we get is just like we're going to have all these bells and whistles of things that the public sector does, and every one of them is going to fail.
Well, you know, I don't want to discourage out-of-the-box thinking because I think that's counterproductive. But, you know, sometimes I think you have to stop using catchphrases like world's next great city and sit there and say, how do we deal with this problem on a practical basis quickly? And that's what I think is missing in some of these.
Oh, always. Always. And look, because those things are difficult, you have to achieve consensus from people. And, you know, everybody wants, you know, not my backyard and all the rest of it. So you have to wade through all that. And it's, you know, there's not a lot of bells and whistles, right? I mean, you know, proper sewage is not a big deal, right? Good roads is kind of boring. Like building good schools and you know, and running them well.
Right.
You know, you don't get a lot of credit for that.
Not sexy.
Boy, build a gondola line and that's got your name on it.
Yeah. Well,
so that's what, you know.
If it happens, I'm looking for Scott McKay to endow one of the towers. In the meantime, we're going to have to...
No, Dudley DeBosier's got to do that.
Maybe
Chad and Steve, you listening, guys?
Maybe they will. Scott McKay, read the Hayride. He's always interesting. Thanks for being with us, Scott.